力量是为此the aspect of continuity in the parshiyos which deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, miracles which took place from the night of Pesach, Mitzrayim, and then the few stations and stops we made in the Midbar, and two stories which per se, I mean, first glance, appear completely out of context with the story of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, namely Yitzchak's visit. Why did they have to tell? If they could have told us about Yitzchak's visit, and the proper place, according to our limited reasoning, would have been in Babel Yitzchak. And the Torah says that Moshe calls Yisrael, his father-in-law, he should come along, Roya Atei Vashayika Fadishen Lonu, Reitav Nulu. So in there, proper place for the story, for the report about Yisrael's arrival, during that motion, so far, should have been in Babel's story for their attempt to the problem. But the Parshas received the wisdom. The Parshas Parshas is the one before Matthew. Yisrael's arrival, his reception of nature, with Yisrael's advice about the judges and the faithful, the shepherds, and Yisrael's departure is told before Matthew. Vayilech Lea Lartzei is the last pasuk of the previous parsha, and right away, immediately, as the Torah did not actually understand, the Torah says, Bachedesh Afrishi B'tzeit Nesroi Yerach Yisrael, Vayim Azeh Bo Omid Vasim. Vayim. And there is another problem. There's another individual mentioned in the parshas which precede Matan Torah, even though he certainly did not deserve to be mentioned. He's completely was undeserving of being mentioned among the events which have had significance, great significance, prior to Matan Torah. Namely, this gentleman's name was Amalek. And the Torah tells us like that. The Torah gives us a very precise report, very precise report about the Masoyes and Machnes, the places where they stopped and the places where they had water and didn't have water, where all the mine laid or rich and so forth. Very, very carefully and very precisely in detail. So the Torah should have come like Yavir Yavir Yimor, and the Torah continues to tell us, Vishwam Shtei Mesrael Ismail, Vishiri Vitmorim, Vajach Mishwam Alamari, Vajisu Meiru Yavir Kodaz Mishwam Alamid Bar Sinim, Asher Ben Yavir Mubin Sinon, Ramishwam Sadeim Lachidish Hashemi, the 15th of the year, Vajereinu Kodaz Mishwam, and this story is the man, the whole story is the man. When you say Lochle Samon, Aboy Mishono, Adbeyom Aleret Mishonet, Pasha Shabbos, the Samon, Ochlu, Adbeyom, Ochtse Yeret Knoan, Pan, Vayisu Kaladaz Mishro, Yomid Vastino, Masem, Apia Lishem, ויחנו ביופילים. ומה אם רואו מישהו? סוליטר של אקסטאפיה. Right away, start, בחדש השליש, ויובילו בחדש השלישי, יוצא נשון על מצרים, ואין הזה בו מתבסינו, וייסו מרפודים, מרפידים, ויחנו מתבסינו. No, the Torah does not, the Torah tells us about it. You know, which is important, then the Yahweh will be feeding, but the Torah tells us a story of it. Remember that story? About a month. The Yom HaMolek, the Yom HaMolek, the Yom HaMolek, the Yom HaMolek, as if a Molek story is characteristic, and indispensable to know as far as Matan Torah is concerned. Before Matan Torah, apparently, the Jew is supposed to know two stories. The story of Yisrael, the story. What the story is, we'll see later. The story of Yisrael. Vayirach li'al arzi v'gayir ez mebeisid v'rashim. Vayirach li'al arzi v'gayir ez mebeisid, in order to convert the members of the household. Why did he say no? It's important. What, how Yisrael was impressed by the whatever by the events, and he had a share of the events. Of all this, his son-in-law had some share. Yeah, and he decided to exchange paganism for Yahadus, and he went home determined to convert his household to Yahweh. It's important to know, very important to know. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, something else is important to know. What else is important to know? But there is another individual, also good, but different. Another individual who was impressed by the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim immensely, but he has decided that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be wiped off the pages of history, and the people who dare to live in Mitzrayim, the people who dare to live in Mitzrayim should be annihilated and exterminated in the way Hitler was. Two individuals, two goyim. Yisrael was also a goy. Yisrael was a goy. Real goy. It was Cain Ain. Cain Midian. He was the archbishop of that. The Pope of Midian. Reacted what he gave. And what I already did not make up his mind. He went with an open mind. And came and saw and was impressed and was to say conquered. He was actually overwhelmed to such an extent that Achaean Midian, the father of the pagan religion of Midian, decided to drop everything and to join the Knesset Israel. This is one way, a way in which an individual. When Yisrael was never called by the Chazal, Chassidim Yisrael, Chazal never called the Chassidim Yisrael. But a decent, non-Jew, who observes certain phenomena, should react in a positive way. Yisrael reacted. Amalek also reacted. Amalek apparently was more upset than he was more excited than Yisrael. But the conclusions were completely different. Such a nation, who could defy Melech Mitzrayim and actually gain freedom from Pharaoh and defeat the regime, the government in Mitzrayim. So, and in such a nation which has funny laws, certain laws which are different with the same Shemit Mikolom. They are different from the laws which prevail throughout the world. Such a nation should not exist, should be exterminated, should perish. By Yahweh HaMolek, he came, no one knows where from. Why was he interested? By your locking in his soul, in your face. Why? What did he say to take away from him? Nothing. He was not afraid as far as his own independence was concerned. But this was his reaction. And the reactions of those two individuals are very important to know and to understand before we study the story of Mary. Why is it so important? The reaction of Israel, what did it accomplish? What did it cause? I mean, what revolution, what change did it cause, did it generate? In Midian, in Israel's land, and what were the conclusions with the Amoraiti Maharaj? This is important to know. Without that, you cannot start Bachelet Shafisi and tell the story of Matisse. Do let me, why were those two reactions of two individuals so important? Because in the Parsha of Sisera, when the Torah tells us about the commands addressed to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go up with the two tablets of stone up the mount, and he will rewrite the text, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will engrave the text by the Aseret HaDibros on the second set of the stone tablets, the Chasavter Aluchet, Eis HaDvorim, Asher Royo Aluchim, or Aluchet Shoreshenu, Asher Sibarto, with the Gemara, the Apostles, the Ish Le'yarimo, the Gamish Le'yero, B'chol Ho'ra'u, Ish Le'yarimo, Gamish Le'yero, B'chol Ho'ra'u, Kamatim Ha'boko, Ha'yom Ho'ra'u. So Rashi says, Luches Shoreshenu, the first Luches, Mishtavu, Ugashvater, are broken, destroyed, Mishtavu, with the Shemitnu B'kele Keres. The giving of the Luches was accompanied by too much communism. The Shabbater, Stilis, Broken, Ronan Kovidalo, Toshifo Hilak Chosen, Vayakon Shemach, too much. The Mishtavu Mishuvosh and Horror. And they were the Sheker destroyed because of I know, is much better than every time I am engaged in some important undertaking. Is my superior to publicity and public appearance. So you know what the portion asks now. If actually Rashi, if the Ein Hara, in the fact that the second first Luchas were over-emphasized, that this fear has actually precipitated the shattering of the Luchas. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to bring the people to the Mount of Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has arranged that Matan Torah would be a public affair, not an individual, intimate affair, but a public affair? And we still say in Shefres, I was a shaman, after the ritual, I'm going to go to the last life, the killers are walking away, the race of the Shefres away, the fourth of the cosmos, the fourth of the river, you must be shivering, it's a baker, the killers are walking away, I'm coming away, the Shefres of the so we have emphasized in the broker of Shefres, that Matan Torah was accompanied actually by killers who broke in one on Kovidalo, that he was exposed to everybody. And according to all the Agudas Chazal, the Maamar Chazal, is actually every king and kingdom in the world was aware of Matan Torah. To such an extent, they were disturbed, they didn't understand what they missed them. So they went to Bilam ben Beor, he should explain them what happened. And Bilam explained them. But it means the original Kaviyochal intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not for modest, for modest affair, just an intimate modest affair. No, but for publicized, public, I would say multinational affair. Everybody, every king, every little king in the Middle East or somewhere, wherever you were, every little king knew about Luchas, about Hashem Islam Yid and Hashem Luchas and the Shorim that the Medrash told them. And yet Rashi says, Luchas for Hashem is Kishimai, I know one stuff. So the answer is simple. Luchas or Hashemes had to be given publicly. Even though after the book, you were aware of it. That by giving them in public and by publicizing them, you will finally generate, I mean, actually, they'll be, because of that, they'll be shattered and destroyed. But nevertheless, in spite of that fact, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were aware of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted now, everybody should come out to receive the Luchas, and the Luchas should be given a minute. The Luchas must be given, the Luchas must be accompanied. Tzibbes should walk in when I come. The whole world must know. Whether the world will understand, accept, or will not accept, but must know that a little people called Israel have received the Luchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Luchas contain a new moral code and a new world outlook. A new set of laws, whether they will fulfill the laws or they will not fulfill their laws, they will live in agreement with those laws or not, this is unimportant now. The important is that they know. Either the Luchas will be shattered, so will be shattered, so what are they? So I'll give you a second set of Luchas. But the first Luchas must be given the Kiddush of Rokim Aleim, the Grace of the Kosif Aleim, the Kosif. And interesting is, and I said it before, that in the Broche of Sheifreis Rosh Hashanah is the whole idea of Sheifreis, which means Hilish Kine, revolves about the Bekiris of Rokim Aleh and the Reisho, who was the Sheifreis Aleh and the Prophet. The third Bekiris of Rokim was indispensable. Without Kiddush HaRokhim, there wouldn't be a Matan Torah. So that's what Rashi said. Luchas of Hashem is Mishtabru, because I know who I mean has done damage to them. Why? Could this Ayin Oro have been avoided? No. Why not? Because every human being must know that the Luchas are being given to Israel. Even Bilam must admit. Hashem Islam Yitri, Hashem Yivor, Hashem Yivor, Hashem Yivor. When the Hashem Yivor, Hashem Yivor, Hashem Yivor, Hashem Yivor, Hashem the whole capitulum we say every Friday, Kabbalah Shabbos, is exactly, expresses the idea of Matan Torah, first Matan Torah. Matan Torah, the Tere Kibbutz, not Bitzvah, the Tere Kibbutz. Because the world must know, and should know, and the knowledge finally will be translated into reality. Finally, a great vision will be translated into reality. The whole world must know that the Shechinah Shiro B'Yisrael Ratzon, that God resides in His people. And what is the symbolic characteristic of his reverence within the people, the Torah is in the Torah. And the Torah, actually, the Medrash says, the Torah could have been adopted by anybody. After his war, to many nations. They refused, because they thought they wouldn't be able to live in accordance. That's why the offer was addressed to the Israel, accepted. But the whole world must know that there is a Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that everybody in the world should know that such an event is taking place. And that's why I said, Yibor Lecho Ba'av Ono. It will not be an intimate affair, it will not be a secret affair. It will be a great public affair. Everybody will know, the whole world. Because I hope, because it was a disquiet, a time will come, hundreds and perhaps thousands of years later, when the whole world will realize that this is the Yibur that I gave to Israel so many years ago are contained the truth and it would be worthwhile to accept the Yibur now the way the Knesset is for accepting them so many years ago. The Yibur for a Sheni were given to the Klal Yisrael in the presence of mankind. Kira Hashem al Anoim, Kira Kobe Yehem Hashem al Mayim Ram, Kira Hashem Behodo, that's a miracle. Matan Torah. Everybody heard Matan Torah and witnessed Matan Torah. I think this drama of Matan Torah in public actually caused the Luchas to be shattered, so you pay a price, you can't help it. That he couldn't travel. It is important that every human being should know that the Torah actually can be actually asked for. It will be a lot of terrible. Those people the Jewish community, simply took advantage of the offer. But it is an offer which was made to every human being. And the price which you pay for it is the destruction and the destruction. The separation of the Luchas of Hashem is written. This is. Solo for Shnei Luchas Avoni, Lalei Elai Oro, Luchasafti ala Luchas, ala Hashvoni, Maseroi ala Luchas of Hashem, is the fact that the world Shefer is not so important. You have to have a sister, you have to try to be well, you have to be a Shabbat, you have to be a Shabbat. As long as I got the message across, to Midian, the mayor, and to everybody, to Bira Morosh, to everybody. But among the hundreds, millions, thousands of people, some people are sensitive, and they understand the greatness, and the beauty, and the exaltedness of a life which one lives in agreement with the laws which will be engraved on the laws. Not everybody will understand, but some will understand. And that's why I made the affair public, accessible to everybody and exposed to the view of the millions. That people will finally understand, this is our eschatology, this is our vision of the future. That finally, that they'll accept the Torah and mitzvahs, the Mesa Mashiach, and the purpose of Matan Torah, which is not individual, but it is universal cosmic, to convert the whole cosmos, the whole universe, into a divine residence, into a middle. We also the middle of the Sefer. Sag nur, ein Recher von uns wurde verbrechen. This is exactly, will some people do it? Can we hope that people finally will realize the greatness and importance of Torah mitzvah, not even non-Jews? The proof is not the proof. The one who actually, the person who confirms that is Israel. Who was Israel? I thought the Chazal didn't even call him Chassidim Israel. Israel is a different kind of Chazal. Apparently sensitive. Apparently sensitive. In Israel, from Matitera, after Matitera. But Israel was not at the time of Matitera. But either after or before, let us say before Matitera. But we see Israel witnessed, was confronted with his nature of Israel, with the Bnei Yisroel, and looked into their life, and the way they existed, with Machlan camps and so forth, was so impressed. Vayilech le'alatz, le'gayres me'beis. And if it can be accomplished with one, why couldn't the same event take place, not only as far as an individual is concerned, but the same event should affect hundreds and thousands of people. Until Nima Popo, Theatre of the Alte, the Yavin to Yitzhu, Gatti Yitzhak. Nima Kira Sarah Peshemet Yisrael, Melech, Mahus Batur Yisrael. Where is proof? Proof is the Nishma Yisrael. Proof that Rossi Globe, when our eschatological vision will be realized, an implement of what is the proof that a human being will do it? Some people will do it. Before you say Martin Peres, the killers of Rotem Alei and Israel, you ask why this kind of publicity, this openness, this exposition, the exposure of Martin Peres, which basically should have been treated secretly, an intimate, confidential life, because Israel, because Peter addresses itself to the Klaus of course, but to every human being. What is the proof that a human being is capable of doing it? Israel. Without Israel, there are no behaviors of this situation. However, apparently the Torah wanted us to know that there is, we don't know exactly why it is. There are certain people, and those people might be very powerful, very strong. They might represent an empire. They might be the strongest and the most progressive nation in the world, which will never be converted, which will, they will understand that we represent, that the Jew represents something unique, but this understanding will not impress them at all. On the contrary, the impression which will be impacted upon them is one of malice, vicious hate, and a desire to destroy. And if you want to ask how will the Ummah Israel react to Martin Peres, so you have two individuals, Amalek and Israel. Israel, which is an average human being, but a sensitive one, with a sense for truth. With a sense for truth. Is vagilech le'alatze le'gayres nebeisa. Amolek, the intensity, the incarnation of evil, right? We arrive at a different conclusion. And that's why the Jew should know that. And we thought it's an Amalek in an old story. Amalek is not an old story. It's a recent news story. So Jews should always remember Zocher Shoshoch Amalek. So there are people who hate us for one reason only. Because we are unique, we are singular, because we simply live by principles which they resent and they don't like. And this is the cause of hate. There's no need, I mean, to translate, to explain Amalek hate for us. And in recent years, I mean, that's Amalek. Is a reality which you can't dispose of. It's not because of economic competition and so forth, political consideration. Simply, Vayore Amalek, Vayorochem, in the soil of the Philistines. So why did he fight, or did he attack Israel, the Philistines? Because it's Israel. Israel means a separate, a unique entity. That's why the story of the two individuals is told prior to telling us the story of Martin Luther. All right? Number two. What else? Now let's look. Bachidish Ashrishi, the praise me Yisroel and Eretz Yisroel, Bo Midrashim, correct? The positive. I haven't left out yet. בחידש השלישי, בצד מישראל מארץ מצרים, בואו מדבר סין. בגים הזה, בואו מדבר סין. כל דין בגים הזה, רש"י אומר, יש חידש בגים הזה. מי זה דבר כזה? יש לי דברים בגים החוץ. בגים הזה, פיין. If you read this passage, this passage, the first passage, בחידש השלישי, בצד מישראל מארץ מצרים, בגים הזה בואו מדבר סיני. What is I mean, what's your reaction to this question? How do you interpret this question? חידש השלישי לצד מישראל ומארץ ישראל, בגים הזה בואו מדבר סיני. What is the third emphasis? The third places emphasis upon something. We don't know yet exactly. I mean, could you... The Torah tells us something which, in my opinion, we expected the Torah to tell us back. Now, let me read I'll read the parasha again. Bachidash HaShlishi, and it says, Yisroel Me'aretz Mitzrayim, Bayim Hazeh, Bo'u Midbar Sinai. החידש השלישי, לפרט מן, לצד מישראל, מיירת ישראל. המדירות אקסלוס. הפער של הפער, אדוני ישראל ומשראים, בגים הזה, בגים הזה, בואו מדבר סיני. I would tell you one word. They were already in מדבר סיני. The Torah is referring to a conversation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe argued against accepting the mission of being the Redeemer of Israel, of Israel and Israel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and this is the sign that you are the one whom I selected. It means only you I want, I don't want anybody else. invece che tanarli la mia lezione le ho trovate le amò che tu, le amò che tu, le amò le ho due bella giabina ma questo luogo toglie ai buon Dio da questo luogo sei di zella con essi and this is the proof that I want you ביציאכו אסום הזה ממצרים after you take the Jews out of Mitzrayim תעבוד עם הסלקים you worship God על ההור הזה on this mountain what did he talk? I said it quite a number of times he told him Meishe you misunderstood your mission you are under the impression that I need you is for the purpose of negotiating the peace treaty with Israel as a diplomat. That's why I selected you, because I consider you as a great tactician, diplomat, and you have many, many, many capabilities, but a tremendous potential. You carry out the diplomatic mission very well. No, you make a mistake. Perhaps if this had been my intention, the reason for my intention, this had motivated the selection of you as the ambassador, so to say, to Pharaoh, I would have selected somebody else. Somebody else. No, it's not a... This is the reason why I selected him. The political political aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim are not important. Important is the purpose. And the purpose is Tavidun Etzelikim Mavroa. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim for one purpose, excuse me, namely. So I need not a diplomat, but a rebbe. A Rosh Yeshiva. A good melamed. For that you are excellent. You yourself will not deny that you are the best I could find in Achim. It means the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not diplomatic freedom, but political freedom, not in economic independence. The purpose of this Mitzrayim, as we discussed it quite very often, is Teire Umitzvot. And for that nation is the greatest, the most outstanding one. And this is so, and that's why the Akadosh Baruch Hu refused to accept Meishe's unwillingness to accept the mission, and insisted until Meishe actually agreed and took upon himself the mission of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is what is the purpose? Peter says, "Bachidesh Ashish, Yitzir Yisroel, Yeretz Yisrael, Bow Midbar Sinai." So the purpose of Yitzias Yisrael was realized. Nature didn't have to wait long for the realization. The nation could have brought thousands of him along as well, but who knows that? Where the many actors whose fulfillment is postponed for years and for millennia sometimes, for centuries. But the actors are trying to realize the purpose of the realized. I must tell you this actor, the fulfillment of this actor who was not supposed to delay. It happened immediately after the Jesus life. The Sephiroth says, Bachedet Hashmish, the Tzeizner is all in the Yama Tzifrayim. Not by Yema Zer. Not one hour, one day was there. By Yema Zer, כל מתגרסים. כך גילס ריקים על רואה הזה. Already the realization of the purpose of the Kiyas Mitzrayim was that, I mean, this realization, the purpose of the Kiyas Mitzrayim was realized in Italy. Nemer bow mitbasir. Not when the realization took place, not after they accepted the law a few days later, but when they came. Bor Midbar Sinai was already the arrival in Midbar Sinai. This arrival in Midbar Sinai, it was a part of the fulfillment of the promise of the Messiah Allah Azim. And he interpreted the truth. Vayisu Meretidim. Vayaveyo Vayaveyo Midbar Sinai. Vayachnu Bamidbar. Vayichan Shom Yisroel Meretidim. Vayisu Meretidim. Vayna Dikera Kutam. Vayaveyo Midbar Sinai. Vayachnu Bamidbar. Vayichan Shom Yisroel Meretidim. The Torah tells us Vayisu Merechidu Vayoveyu Mibasir. Rashi had all the questions. We know that you were Merechidu. And why is it necessary to say Vayisu Merechidu Vayoveyu Mibasir and then Vayachnu Bamidbar Vayichashom Yisroel Bo? What the Torah tells us is the following. The Torah speaks about the change which occurred in the Bnei Yisrael among the Eretz Yisraelites. A basic change of appeared, namely, Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Oro. That's Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Oro. Israel, he heard the grammatical form is not the plural, but the singular. Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Oro. Leilechon, this was one from you, the one in King. But, and they were ready actually to accept the Torah, meet. I don't remember who says it, one of the impression. Why is it the Yachnu Bamidbar? Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Oro. Well, why don't they have to repeat it? The MS is when you came with the slack, with the whole machine. Usually when you come and you stop, you don't, and there is a mountain in the middle, a mountain here in the middle, the people and the right stop, don't stop on the hill or near the hill. Because there's no food there. If you have to feed the animals and the people, so you spread out. You spread out over a large territory where you may find them, some wood trees and so forth. But you don't stop maybe the ore around the mountain because the mountain, the hill, is bare. No, nothing grows on the hill. The hills usually are made out of rock. And here is Vayachnu Bamidbar, But it was, in the one respect, in the Vayachnu was different. Vayichan shom Yisroel Nevro. Yisroel has actually surrounded the tent, surrounded the mount, the hill. Why? On the hill there was nothing but a few bushes, rocks. There was nothing which should attract. But the Pasuk says, Vayachnu Bamidbar. But differently. Not Vayachnu Bamidbar, they spread out. The camp usually spreads out over a large territory. Because it's out on the to find the camp. The campers want to find food. And the larger the area is, they invade, they occupy, the easier it will be for them coming to get the necessary food. But here was different. Vayachnu Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisroel Negedo. As the Yisroel did not care anymore. Yisroel, it's not Bnei Yisroel, Vayichan Shom Yisroel Negedo. They did not care in terms of water. What will happen the next day? The area they occupied is a very narrow one, a small area. How will they get all the food and all the water they need? They didn't care. Vayichan shom Yisroel neged Ro. This is the change. Before the pasuk Vayirinu b'manishteh, the question of manishteh was not raised. A yichan from Yisroel neged Ro. What changed? A few days before, they were ready to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, when they discovered that tomorrow there was no water anymore. And suddenly, a yichan Yisroel, a ratio, remember the whole, so all the problems, I mean, did not exist for them anymore, and they were attracted by the whole, by the mountain, by the view. It's very strange. What brought about this thing? The change brought about Vayachanu Chaveto, Vayisu Mirkin. The fact that the town before Midbar Sinai is the place where they came from was Refilim. And the experience of Refilim makes brought about the change. By this will it is by the rain of Israel. What did he learn of the change? What did he learn of the change? What is the story of the change? Amalek and before Amalek. The reality of the change is something new. They did not realize before that. The ground they repeated, that without Midbar Sinai, without accepting the Lucha and Eretz, so their life will consist of many frequent repeating experiences. Quite often, the concept of feeding, the way it is described here, is actually addresses itself to man. The idea of feeding tells man that all his dreams and all his hopes knowledge or hopes will not be realized and implemented if there is no meaning, if in that it will be just, it could be all the hopes, everything will be in vain if there is not a balsatura, there is no need basura. Quite often, we all, feeling is a concept, basically not only a historical place, a geographic place, more or less. A human being, a man, from time to time, has to leap through the experience after. Sometimes men feel the whole world collapsing. A sense of complete hopelessness and frustration. Everybody has his own experience. Some people, it is an experience which man, which actually tells man that he cannot win his battle. Because the feeling is that Atizma Moed has not been given. To Yod al Tisko, no Homo la Rishem ba Moed Medeve. But you know who he is, that a Moed now is not the given. And a Moed is not only a people, a nation, is more, Moritz represents more than that. A Moritz means a state of mind. Refitting is also an experience. We all, young and old, go through this experience, those moments of refitting. And if one wants to protect himself against the misery which experiences, is by the way of Basim. By Yisum Yotim, Amole, send them to live Basim. Why Amole? Under Amole here we understand not only a Bedouin tribe who attacked Israel for no reason in the world, But under Amalek we understand man's defeat. Finally, man is powerful, of course powerful. You can place a satellite on the moon, of course you are powerful. But in his being powerful, he is also defeated. He is powerful, and he is very smart, and very clever. But he is defeated by his own strength, by his own power, by his own ability. By this similar feeling, by Yachan of the Midrashina. Midrashina is the final answer for all our questions. According to Chazal, I mean, the reason is that we have so many problems, and the fact that we don't have answer to those problems, Many times people may ask me questions and it's very hard to answer. We have no answer because my mind is limited. However, finally, will succeed finally to start to resolve our problem, in spite of its complexity, if we will start out, we will leave our feeling and we will come in person. ויצא מרחיבים ויראו מבסיני ויחן ובנילו ורחיבים של ויחן שם ישראל נגדו שורה שפל ומאיך הנושא שרחיבים הויים אלו הקיש לציוסם מרחיבים ולדירוסם ומבסיני מה דירוסם ומבסיני בתשובה עד כשמציוסם ומרחיבים בתשובה. It means repeating is a cleansing, cathartic experience which raises man, personality of man, to great height. The Hadus thought that suffering sometimes and being defeated is a cathartic experience, a cleansing experience. It is an entire body. That's the Hadith. And the Hadith meaning the Rabban, develops it. And the Yahadu, what am I supposed to do in order to cleanse my personality, enhance it, and return meaningfulness to my personality. What am I supposed to do? To accept them, to accept the experience of the feeling, willingly and with understanding. Rabban speaking about Tzoyer HaMishtaleach, what did I hear Tzoyer HaMishtaleach? So the Rabban develops two concepts of form. Rabban says one concept of form is that a man who has actually a desire to offer sacrifice after the world, because he loves after the world, and he is chosid, and he brings an offer willingly, yirtzene, is this particular, this person, the sins are forgiven, and because he willingly offered the call as a means of kapor, a problem will happen. But sometimes the person is not ready to bring a call, to offer a call. Not ready at all. But it was imposed upon him. For instance, if I am, let's let me say, I committed to sin, and the next day I went, and besides reciting that individual, I distributed, let me say, $10,000 to poor people, among poor people. And I distributed the money because I had a course ahead, I had awareness of you, and I did, and the doctor is my father. This is the one form. There's another form that actually I lose money, not because I give away money. I lose money, for instance, I have a business, and I lost the business, I went bankrupt. Is this also a part of Mechaper? We would have all said, no, it's not Mechaper. Because Kapora is only if there is Katavone, there is intention, the Shem Kapora. But if there is no intention, what he is doing is not, he didn't want to do it. But somehow he got entangled in a business deal and after the war made. And he lost money. So prima facie would say it's not a problem, and it's not any mechah, it's any mechapra. No, the Ramban says, it's mechapra. Even if the problem is taken from him, they're taken away from him compulsorily. It's the Ramban says. Repeating is actually those, repeating are those corbanos that the human being doesn't want to bring. But as a human being, he's exposed to that. He's exposed at many levels. And this is also a machape, and it also should inspire the human being to do that. By Yisum Yotirim, wherever a man lives through the Tirim, and the Tirim means when you are suddenly discover that there is evil in life, like a yoga mollet, a rock in the throat of the Tirim. And by Yisum Yotirim, by your very own Midrasa. As a matter of fact, The Ramban's exposition of them, of Yisur and Mechapri, not only Yisur and the Kibur of the world, the men accept it, but Yisur was not invited to accept it, is also Mechapri. The idea itself could help a lot contemporary men. Because contemporary men, quite often, do not try to accept this way. A lot contemporary men. Because contemporary men, quite often, do not try to accept this way. But he tries to defy them, even if he's unable to defy. This is the trouble. Modern men, has one idea, which is very, for him it is, the idea is very simple and it doesn't understand another approach. He wants to be successful. He wants to be a victor. He wants to defeat, and he should win that. At all levels, at economic level, economic level, I mean the level of earning money and spending money. He doesn't want to be limited. He wants his capacity for earning money to be almost unlimited, and the capacity of spending money to be unlimited. He wants simply that all possibilities be exhausted and all means mobilized in order to increase the Israelis. Power or stay calm or calm or enjoy calm or pleasure in general. And when man is confronted with evil all he has to do is sometimes to give in and to accept suffering. As kapore, pertaining to sins he committed, so he tries to fight against those experiences. And this is absolutely against, this will not lead him, to any, this will not actually make it possible for him to regain his peace of mind. For instance, we resent many things which, according to others, we should accept. And by accepting them, we will resolve our problem. This is this is true. For instance, take a simple experience. The experience of old age. Old age. This experience. This experience, if accepted properly, it is a cathartic experience and it's a creative experience. Because the old man understands things which the younger one doesn't. And there are certain dimensions which are opened up to you, which are exposed to the old man, and which a young one cannot see. They're not visible to the young one. And so there are certain capabilities which the young one cannot understand, the old one understands. Certain capabilities and so forth. That's why when I begin to think that years back, but to be old was not a problem. It was not a problem to be old. However, now is to be old, that's a tremendous problem. Senior Americans, you should first get a reduction on the ticket and take a streetcar. It means it's an attempt not to be old. And fool the world. I can tell you, it doesn't work. Don't do it. Not at all. Interesting is the portrait of David HaMelech. Relations say, for him, Shirin Shom, in the Gvura Shemayim Shom, the Rabbam on all the world. Is the Mishnah saying, Bohem Shirin Shom, not everybody lives, says 60 years, but some. In the Gvura Shemayim Shom, and if he has courage, he may attain the age after 100, after 80. So somewhere Jakob Herzog is a Hebrew cook. Told me, Jakob Herzog, told me that once when he was on bed, when he was in Washington, so once he was invited by Dulles, the Secretary of State, to a meal. They came, and Dulles told him, "You know why I invited you? It was the main reason for the invitation, not politics. I want you to tell, to explain to me a possible, a sentence in the Bible." And Dulles was on the verge of becoming atheist. After telling atheist, he said, "All right, I'm ready if I'll be able." So what does this mean in Gevura Shemini Shabbos? What Gevura do you have to possess in order to live a Jew? And this was disturbing. We wanted to understand the theory. What can man do in order to live to be a Jew? What does it mean? Never mind Dallas now. I don't believe it. He reached 80 years or he didn't. I don't know. I believe he did not. Anyway, what is actually the big Gureshmi in Shana? What is it? In order to live 80 and to live his dignity. To live eight without dignity means not. To live is dignity. You have got to be a courageous person. What is the courage? Express itself in admitting, first of all, in admitting that I am 80 years old. Some people don't admit that, I don't mean. They would want to live, they act as if they were a 20-year-old man. That meeting. And secondly, having the courage to carry out, even though certain faculties in me are affected by my age. Nevertheless, to go on. It is even more than that. It is the courage not to get frightened any time I feel a pain in my finger. Usually the old man develops hypochondria. And whatever, any change which appears in him, and sometimes accompanied by pain, by discomfort, frightens him. And the same is true intellectually. Intellectually, an old man should not say, "I cannot be creative anymore. I cannot carry on. I have what we call it now, to retire." Why only that's 80, I mean? Then it's God that called it. It's also cowardice. And mainly is that there is a tendency on the part of our elderly or senior citizens, the tendency is to say that we are not responsible anymore. No responsibility. What can I do? I'm 80 years old. As I retire from business, what can I do? The elderly person thinks that he was relieved of the awareness of responsibility, which is a part of our I awareness, human awareness of the human awareness of I, that I am here. The old man forgets about it. He is not responsible. not as fast to give something because you have to always marry us with children. I mean, this is the way I mean, they tell you. He's not responsible for something else because at night he has pain in his left leg. And so he cannot go out at night, so how can he go out in shul or to meetings and that important work? Zikne basically in modern life is covered. Covered. That's what it is. Laziness on one hand and cowardice on the other. This is in the Gvulais Shemaine Mishon. If you have courage, even if you feel it pain in your leg, if you have courage, then you don't go to bed or you watch television. But you take a Gemara out and you study throughout Gemara, so the Zikne will be much more pleasant experience than the modern Zikne, which has one problem: what to do this time. What actually the old man doesn't know here is what to do this time. Years ago, when men got old, there was no question what to do this time. He used to go to shul and start about Gemara. I knew people who were 85, 90, who knows how old they were. He used to come to the fellows where I studied, regularly. Every night he'd take a Gemara and he used to light a candle. There was no electricity, light a candle, and study a couple of hours. We had a feeling for time. Time was precious to them, and it gave to everyone. And there's no problem what to do with time. One old man, in Dagas Parnassus, he doesn't have Baruch Hashem. He told me, what can I do with my time? This is my main problem. So with your time, you can do a lot. You be careful that the conversion and take away time from you. This and Zikne is the typical representative, the typical symbol of man's defeat. Man gets old because he has got to be defeated. That man has got to be defeated is due to what story? No. To the Chayta Kadmein. The Chayta Kadmein, what is the Einish? What is the penalty we pay? Punishment we have to accept. For Chayta Kadmein, yeah. What is the fact that the Beitz will dard or tatsnia? For Chalfer, say the Eitz Eitzet that you'll be defeated. You'll be frustrated. Whatever you wanted to do, what you dreamt to do, will not be under your control anymore. The case with Dada Tatsmiro, you pay a high toll for crossing the bridge. The case with Dada Tatsmiro. This is basically when I speak about the experience of the feeling. This is the experience of the feeling. If we understand the feeling not only in connection with Amolek, but within the frame of reference of the human tragedy in John, which was spelled out quite explicitly by the Torah in Bereishis. And this is by Yisum Yotim. If we interpret the feeling not only within the frame of reference happened. He started them like the Hamori, but he interpreted feelings even in the frame of reference of the metaphysical existence of man. Is Vayishu Benidra Kudish. Vayachnu Benidra. And the only way how to get from the feeling to Midbar Sinai, but it gives an answer, Midbar Sinai gives an answer to problems. To those problems, Midbar Sinai tries to explain to man the idea to him. This is Vayishu Benidra. Vayachnu Benidra, Vayishu. But when they got the Midbar, Vayichan Shom Yisroel, Negedor. And what was the refitting? Actually, the Israel, the historical refitting with the Israel, lived through, what was it? Amalek. But Amalek is the refitting each door, each generation. Each generation has its refitting. Its refitting. Each generation lives through its typical refitting, its unique refitting. And the refitting, I mean, is experienced by man at a variety of levels and a variety of areas is experiment. And actually, in order to find an answer to this refitting experience, one has to start to do this, actually to fulfill, to live. Like a Jew. In agreement is stable with you. But you have some Israel in other words. No. We may share another person. We may share all our activities. But you pray about the Shem in the world, amen. It's quite interesting, and it is a question which is not answerable, I mean, easily answerable. You cannot answer this question. If you take, for instance, as a Gemara, the Sanhedrin. Omar, who said it? Ein, if you remember, tell me. Ein Mashiach, when you saw it. Omar of Hillel. Omar of Hillel. Ein Moshiach in Israel, שכבר אוכלו במחס ביום. There will be no Moshiach for him, and people for the Jews, because they've already consumed. The idea of Moshiach, at the time of Chesedio, when Sachem lost his army and had to leave the siege in Jerusalem and go back to us. So Rashi said, I mean, he'll say, in Moshiach Yisrael. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvedei u b'atzmei yivorei. There will be no human being whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send to redeem the people, the way he did with nation of them. But this will not happen. But the Geula will be, the Redeemer will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and he'll be the guy. Omar Robe, must have been Omar Robe, Chassi Sholim, Shorley Moron here. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive the sin to hear that he said, Ein Moshiach Yisrael. And the Gemara rejects the letter. If Hillel had said, Chas v'Sholem, that in Moshiach Yisrael means there will be no Gula Atzilek, would be no messianic redemption. The whole idea of messianism, if he had denied the whole idea of messianism, then we would understand the shock which Robert experienced when they told him about the Hillel's, it's not Hillel and Moshe, by the way. Not Hillel's, none of Hillel. So then we would have experienced, understood the shock with which Robert received the news that Hillel denies the Gula Asile. But Hillel didn't say that. Hillel said, what did Hillel say? There would be no need for a boss of a dome who should be considered Melech HaMoshiach and who also perform, actually, I mean, be at the head of, he would be the Melech of the Jewish community, which will be redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is so terrible? HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the Gula. So I deny the role of the human being in Gula. So why was Rabbi so shocked? Like apparently, this argument was mentioned, not directly, by Meshe in his debate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the mission which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to entrust him, namely to be the redeemer of the people. So Meshe basically, what Meshe emphasized, I am a human being, and I don't have all the capacities, I mean, and I can't perform the job. Why don't you do it? You certainly know how to do it. When he said, Shlachno b'yad miyad tishloch, he meant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu about me. What do you want me to do? I'm a boss of a dog. My capacities and capabilities, even if I have some, are very limited. And this is a tough assignment to give me. So do it. But apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not agree with me. Like an evil and malo, an evil and malo, an evil and yashalir, an evil and yashalir, an evil and yashalir. And nevertheless, you may say, you go. Apparently, and interesting is the Sidur HaParsha, Shiva Yom HaRabi Mo'ayim, and the Edmit Meshia accepted the mission. Who knows what would have happened to Gulas Mitzrayim? No one knows. Perhaps Gulas Mitzrayim wouldn't have taken place. Without Meshia, nothing could have been happened. I have an evil in Maloch, an evil in Maloch is correct, of course. But Meshia at least had to go in my name, speak in my name, and do things which I told him which I told him to do. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been Gula. That's why Robert was shocked when he heard that Hillel said there will be no Melech HaMashiach. Apparently, as the role of the human being is very important to the Gula. And that's exactly when you read an impossible ויהיה ביום הרב מאי, ביום השמח מצרים, ביום פה מישראל מן אבידו, ביץ, ויזעקו על השם לפי, ויזעקו עליו. אה? ועוד? טוב, לא שם, ויזעקו בתא שבו שמחים מן אבידו, ויער לקים את בני ישראל, ויועדה ויסקרס בריסס, אברום וסיצר כסעקי, ויער לקים את בני ישראל, Vayeda. And right away is Umeshe Oyere Tzeyisra. Right away, the next passage, the next passage. Umoshe Oyere Tzeyisra. Chesed. Once again, Vayar Vayeda. Allah, just now. No. וישמע אלוקים את נקושו, ויזכר אלוקים את ברישס, אברום, יצחק ויעקב, וירא אלוקים את בני ישראל, וידע אלוקים, וסינדתי מהפרשת פסוחה, שהפרשת פסוחה, ומי שאויה, ומי שאויה ראה עשרים ישראל חסר. And interestingly, there is a review on the animation. There is a review on animation. And basically, a review quite often actually expresses certain separateness from the previous words. So it came, animation. That's all. וירא אלוקים את בני ישראל, וידע אלוקים, ומשה. Then the pasuk says, Hoyoreh Esein Yisrael. You see, I interpret the pasuk like this. וירא אלוקים את בני ישראל, וידע אלוקים, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sympathy, that either means he loves me, has compassion, has sympathy. Vayeda Rekim, the Ramban interprets Vayeda, not he knew, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Vayeda Rekim means he sympathized them, he had compassion, he suffered together with them. On the Echim Tzoro, Vayeda Rekim, so was it. But nevertheless, everything, the whole test, the whole future of the Bnei Yisrael, the whole destiny was dependent upon who? Upon Moshe. And where was Moshe? Moshe was, Moshe. Moshe basically gave up the Bnei Yisrael. But otherwise he would not have argued with HaKadosh Baruch about the mission, about the assignment. Because he had a very bitter experience. When Shnei Yivei Mitzri, Alor Gini Akeina, Vashorari Toes HaMitzri, and Moshe Vayema Moshe Ochel Neida Adova. So Rashi says, what is Neida Adova? What is Ochel Neida Adova? What is Neida? Now I understand why the Bnei Yisrael are slaves in Israel. I have asked myself many times, why are we slaves? And no one else, no other woman. The answer is because we deserve it. Ochel Neida, Neida in a sense, understandable. Now it's understandable. What's understandable? The fact that we suffer from, because they take this plane event, I protected yesterday. But yesterday I protected the evil against the Mitzvah. And the get against the Mitzvah. And today you already are mentioning the Mitzvah. And they are ready in the Arabic people. He actually could inform Pharaoh about my performance yesterday. Oh, it's Meshem, Vayivach Meshem. Meshem anyway. It's not just for 1 year, it's for many, many, many years. Meshem was a young man in Mitzrayim. When he came back to Mitzrayim with the mission, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted to him, so Meshem was 18 years old. That's young, 18 years old. What did Meshem do? Meshem, you're here. He was taking care of the animals. He was a shepherd and forgot about Mitzrayim. He thought the Jews from Mitzrayim will never move. Because put upon the readiness of Moshe to get involved. That particular drama. And if Moshe doesn't want, didn't it? Moshe refused that control. Who would be not the best Israel? And that's what the Pasuk says. Vayar Elokim et bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready, everything was ready. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready, everything was ready.
calculation, the computation of time, which all happens, broken knows how. We say in Abdullah, in the Agrode, which happens, broken the fish of the Sakeh. In Israel, we were ready. Everything was ready. The question, the big question mark, was about nation. Who made it? And as long as Meshia was not a ruler, as long as Meshia insisted in his conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, insisted that he is not the individual who is fit for that job, the ruler could not stop. The ruler could not be realized. This was in the Tzias Mitzrayim. And as far as this Israel is concerned, that this is as far as this Israel. Now a picture of Yisrael, which you read and see. But Yisrael is feeling, and then after his vocal, he has introduced himself to Meshia. He actually had to introduce himself first of all, calling Meshia Meshia. Apparently, one Meshia was not enough. He didn't answer. But Bob had to repeat, Meshia Meshia. Finally, he had to answer. Why? And then Meshia didn't know who he was. So, because Bob said, Meshia Lekia Vicho. He had to introduce himself to Meshia. And he had a clear vehicle. He had to identify himself to Meshia. And he had warm Yitzhak and Yaakov. And the Medrash said that Meshia, his voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was just exactly like the voice of Amram. Because otherwise Meshia would have gotten right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu similarly imitated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the voice of Amram. And he had a clear vehicle. Not a clear one Yitzhak and Yaakov. Because he's a young follower. But the Echel Kei Vichon is Zayim Ere Kei Amrom, it's out of Medrash or something. Rashi also interpreted it. And the Echel Kei Vichon. So when you see the famous behavior in Mitzrayim, that Meshia was far from being enthusiastic about the mission. He said it distinctly, he doesn't want it. He can't. He's not fit and not qualified for anything. How differently Meshia acted about 3 months later, much later, when they came in Midbasi. Vayachnu b'amidbo, vayichad shom Yisroel neged Oroch. U'meshia olo el olekim. No invitation. No invitation. This was the test whether Meshia changed or not. Yes. Meshia all over the king, no invitation. No Meshia Meshia. No Nechal Kirvichor, Kiavram Yitzhak Yaakov. There's no need for it. Meshia ran right away to Mahasa. He was ready to fulfill the mission, which was bestowed upon him. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Yikro Ilo Hashem Minor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to me. Meshia apparently all of the people and he simply apparently searched God and called and asked, where are you? The roles were reversed. In Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Meshia. No matter what Meshia, he had to answer immediately. He had to call him twice, Meshia, Meshia, and to explain to him who he is, Ami Elikei Avicho. Meshia was not convinced. In Sinai, it was happened. Meshia does not call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't call Meshia. Meshia is searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He searches for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meshia wants to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him in order to fulfill the mission. once made. Vayikra Keis. Vayikra Vadishem Minho, Lemer, Keisim Adisrati, Vissarim Vissarim, Ela Advoram Shatab HaMeshi. And this is how Matitera took place. The first time Matitera were dependent upon just one person. Upon Moshe Rabbeinu and his readiness. Readiness to accept the mission. In Matitera there was no problem. In the Mitzrayim was a tremendous problem. It was a tremendous problem in Mitzrayim. And that's what the Pasuk says. Achid Zatishis, Eid Yisrael Yerat Yisrael, Vayim Azeh, Bom Mil Masinat, Vayisim Yafidim, Alivei Unish, Ol Alekim, Yom Shriyon, Kisim, 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 Yom
Why did you change the role?
It's a very simple answer. In the meantime, they sent the sign.